Today is November 7th, 2017. My name is Katie Adams, and I'm interviewing Ryan Smith in the Marshall University training room for my first year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on themes of critical thinking, the power of value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of work. Ryan, thank you for agreeing to be interviewed. Why did you choose to go into athletic training?
Well, when I was in high school, I played football and baseball and basketball. And my mom was a nurse, so I thought I wanted to do something in the medical field. And then I didn't even know athletic training was a profession till my football coach told me where he went to college, and I thought I would check it out. Then I was able to combine medicine with sports, so I'd have to say that's the best reason why I became athletic trainer.
What do you do? Like, what is a typical day like for you?
We get asked all the time what an athletic trainer is. We're an injury prevention specialist, so we have different domains of our job: injury prevention, emergency medical care, rehabilitation, and organization administration duties. But an average day for me is covering practices for cross country in the mornings, covering softball weights, and doing rehab, rehabilitation, and treatment throughout the day of all my student athletes, and mostly making sure no one is severely injured at different practices and events and stuff.
Okay. What is your favorite part about your job?
My favorite part about my job is probably the student athletes, being able to work with them each day and having... So if you're out of school long enough, you'll have a new crew of athletes rotate, and every year and every 4 years, you'll have an entirely new team. So it's, my job's never boring in that aspect, but also have to say, being able to see y'all, when you're injured, you come to me, and then be able to see y'all back on the field after working with me through that injury.
Okay, so what about your least favorite part of your job?
Probably the amount I have to put into this job is very time consuming, mm-hmm. So I don't have a lot of downtime and being not able to be at home. Granted, I am young in my profession, so I don't have like a family or anything like that mm-hmm. yet. But in the future, that will become a major mm-hmm. part that I have to be able to balance.
Yeah. Did you work anywhere else before coming to Marshall?
Yes, I did my graduate assistantship at the University of West Georgia, and I got my master's in education instructional technology, and I did my bachelor's at University of West Alabama.
If you were a college student again, what would you do differently to prepare for your job?
Put more time into my school, because with my profession, it's a lot of clinical training mm-hmm. and then I'll put more into the studying aspect of it, the academic part of it. Because I was good with the clinical portion of it, but I wasn't very good with the academic part. I did what I had to do mm-hmm. to make the grades I had to make, but I didn't put anything extra into it. I just got a B, got an A on it, mm-hmm. what I had to, but I'd probably put more time into that.
So our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What's an example of critical thinking in your line of work?
Basically everything I do is critical thinking skills, because mm-hmm. I'll have one of you come up to me and tell me that this hurts, and I have to go through everything I've learned and think critically mm-hmm. of the diagnosis that I'm going to give you. So for an example, like when you came up to me with your shoulder hurting, I had to think what could be wrong with it, have to go through differential diagnosis of everything and just figure out what we could do to get it better mm-hmm. and stuff like that. That would probably be the most.
Yeah. So how does your job affect your general lifestyle?
Like I said earlier, with the hours mm-hmm. and everything, working a lot of hours, probably average 60 to 70 hours a week, not having a lot of downtime, which is fine by me right now, because I said I'm not married or anything. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a family to consider, but in the future, I'm going to have to learn how to balance that more. Mm-hmm. And then just the overall perception of athletic trainers, like I said earlier, also, nobody really knows what we do. And we're also in the process now as an organization, as a profession, trying to rebrand ourselves, change mm-hmm. our names possibly, just so people know. Because when I tell someone I'm an athletic trainer, I always go, oh, well, I'm trying to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What would be the best I could do? I was like, no, I'm not that kind. I'm not a personal trainer, yeah. physical trainer. I'm an athletic trainer. I take and help you through rehab, stuff like that. So that would probably be the... Mm-hmm.
If you could do it all over again, would you choose the same path for yourself?
As in the way I became an athletic trainer?
Or like your profession in general. Like, would you choose to be...
I would still choose to be an athletic mm-hmm. trainer. The only thing I could also see myself doing would be something with computers and instructional technology mm-hmm. because that's what my master's in, and I'm good at computers and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've been able to take what I know with computers and put it in my professional athletic training, stuff like that.
So is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't asked?
No, not that I can think of. Just... trying to get the word out about what an athletic trainer is specifically. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my goals as an athletic trainer, is to educate people of what we do and mm-hmm. what we are.
Okay, sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.